Welcome to Single Mommy Fabulous, the podcast presents her story, Who Are You When No One Is Looking? Written and narrated by Alicia Cañas of The Raw Tea.
Hello, my name is Alicia Cañas, and I'm the founder of The Raw Tea, an unrefined space where women build a positive community through information, shared experience, and motivation, allowing women to focus on self-development, self-discovery, and intentional living. The RAW in RAW Tea stands for Real Ass Women, and Tea is for Together Evolving and Ascending. I've been on my own personal journey of mindfulness and healing, and so I've decided to share this knowledge and insight that I've acquired through experience, self-education, and application. Also, I am a writer. I consider myself a creative. My favorite creative outlet is writing. And so today I will be sharing a poem. And it is called, Who Are You When No One Is Looking? So this poem I wrote about a year ago. And about a year ago last year, I was in a really hard, probably at my lowest in my journey. Because I was very focused on pleasing the flesh, not only the flesh, but also society and everybody around me. And I didn't have a sense of self to the degree where I was setting boundaries or choosing to do things I really wanted to do for myself. Everything I was doing was either in pursuit of money, status, love. And I just really was putting myself last, and I suffered a lot mentally, spiritually, emotionally from that. And as I got further into a relationship, and that relationship kind of did ground me to the point where I got to spend some time with myself, and then it allowed me to make some realizations. And this poem kind of highlights the journey of a woman quieting the noise around her and honing in on the energy and everything beneath the surface and the flesh that really creates purpose in our lives. And it's easy to get lost in the rat race and just forget about all that. And that is often why I find as a woman and as women, we feel so helpless, purposeless. And we just honestly feel an eroding in our spirit. And it's because we're not spending enough time on ourselves and cultivating what we find joy in. For me, I find joy in creating. I find joy in nature. That may be different for other women. But it's the point is to sit back and stop worrying about keeping up with everyone around you and maintaining this image or the superwoman persona. Especially women of color, I understand that we have that chip on our shoulder. We've been raised with a mindset and condition to feel like we have to be twice as good. Because it's true. It is true. But we deserve to rest and decompress. Otherwise, we cannot show up as our best selves to ourselves. And that has to be a priority for anything else to make sense or be fulfilling in our lives. So I'm going to read this poem, and then I'll reflect a little more if I have time after I'm finished. So I hope you enjoy. Again, it is called, Who Are You When No One Is Looking? It is easier to be when all eyes aren't on me. Scrutiny screws with me, while nature accepts me in my rawest form. Come as you are, and you are home. No expectations, no stipulations, just you and the space you are taking. Striving to silence the turbulence in my mind, I turn to the call of the waters for a release. When there's no peace in sight, the experience of God's masterpieces levels me, grants me grace, allows me to feel safe, leads me to my natural state. There's no rush here, no entity to assimilate to, only opportunity to connect, formless and infinite. Nature flows within. It is kin. It speaks volumes if you listen. Like grandmother Willow, nature shares its wisdom with me, sending waves to wash upon me as they call me to freedom. The wind sings, "Let it be," as it caresses me so soothingly. Ready to utilize my iris to its highest potential, I put down the heavy expectations of this world and lift the sentient energy instilled in the earth. I recenter as I accept the beckoning of the world around and beyond, which further grounds me and illustrates how to not just be, but to experience being. Who am I when no one's looking? I am the woman nature caused me to be, the sea and everything that breathes in between. So that's my poem, and I like to call it, Who Are You When No One Is Looking? And that's one of my favorite questions to ask not only myself, but the people I surround myself with. And that's just a good question to ground you and make you think, who am I when no one is looking? And am I incorporating that person into my everyday life? Because if you're someone, I mean, we all are someone else when no one's looking. And that's not a bad thing, unless you're totally different, you know. But we don't have to give all of our every crevice and piece of ourselves to everyone, no matter who. You know, you have to save a piece of you for you, and you have to make sure that you're tapping into that person and checking in with them and doing things that you find joy in that maintains the well-being of you as a whole. We are someone else when we're with our family, when we're with our friends. But we're our truest form when we are by ourselves and no one's looking. Because, like I said, scrutiny screws with me. Anytime you share something with the world and society and anyone else, it gets tainted. Because as humans, we want validation. We want people to see us as we want to be seen. But that's an impossible task. So the point of this poem is to really ground yourself and remind yourself of who you are. And for me, it's nature. I go to nature and nature humbles me. I feel so small in the grand scheme of things because I am. I'm a drop in the ocean. But whatever it is for you as a woman, go and participate in that thing that will humble you and bring you back down and give you a great perspective, because I find it motivating and humbling to come back to self, even in the search for self. You know, we're always learning stuff, we're always evolving. Okay, so to go sit in nature for me and make this realization just quiet my mind and bring it back in. We are already our biggest critics, but then when we allow society and family and friends and allies and contenders and people we don't even like to control our narrative and our mindset and our motivations, we're in a bad space. And if you don't check in with yourself, you will get lost in the rat race. You will let the scrutiny screw with you until you're totally unscrewed and you're falling apart. So all my women, I just want you to reflect on that. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you.
We want to thank Alicia for sharing her poetry with us and a little bit about the raw tea. Tune in next week where we talk more about digital life.